If two or more parties want to reach an agreement that is beneficial for all, then a certain amount of negotiation needs to take place. Craig McGregor from the Guildford Business College has some top tips for helping the process move smoothly.
The top tip is to be prepared. In an ideal world, anything that is said to you or occurs or is mentioned during a negotiation, you really should have prepared for. You should have thought about it beforehand. And I'm not saying days and days of homework here. I'm perhaps saying 1 or 2 minutes just thinking through the key issues in your mind before you pick up the phone, before you walk through the door of the office or have that all-important chat about your next pay rise.
Once you've done that preparation, kind of what happens next?
Well, then you really need to work out what your strategy is, and that will involve things like what your top line or what your ideal outcome might be, where you might be prepared to move. And I suppose most importantly is thinking about things called variables. And a variable is really anything that can be included in the negotiation as part of the package. And obviously, the more of those you have at your disposal, the more flexible you can be, the more likely it is you'll achieve a successful outcome.
And is negotiation 9 times out of 10 just come down to the price at the bottom line?
It's easy and tempting to think of it that way. Price is often a barometer of success, but it's not really the end aim you're actually looking for. There are far more important issues, such as the strength of the relationship, the longevity of the relationship, the quality or the volume of the order of the business or the transactions being discussed. So yeah, price is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
What about the whole idea of gaining information and giving information away? How do you play that one?
Information is crucial. There's no doubt about that. If you look at the big negotiations, I'm here talking about, you know, political scenarios, global treaties, that sort of thing. A lot of it pivots on having the latest data, the latest information. And the same is true on a much smaller scale, on a personal level, perhaps. Again, talking about a pay rise or a shop purchase. If you're informed, you know what the other party's looking for, you are more likely to reach that all-important, mutually beneficial outcome.
And how much of it is actually just a game?
A lot of it is the honest answer there. You know, I enjoy it as a process, so I could be accused of game playing to a certain extent. But then again, in commerce, you know, if I'm being paid to buy something, I'm talking to someone who's being paid to sell something. So we're both applying the same rules, like we're both in the same game. But I think it's a little bit perhaps broader than that. I think it's a communication process. And if we can all get better at it, we'll all become more productive, hopefully more satisfied with outcomes, and have more constructive relationships as a result.
Do you have some sort of good stock questions that you can ask if you get to a point and you think, oh, I don't know quite what to do here, that's just one of those useful but also time-buying type questions?
It's a good question in itself. You just asked me one. I would say just general, broad, open questions like, how is this going? How do you feel? Probing, really. Trying to find out from the other person how they see things developing. What's their take on it? Because that's really important in order for you to hopefully manage the discussion so that not only are their needs met, but also your objectives are met as well.
And what about things like the broken record technique and stuff like that? How much should you employ those, really?
I mean, things like that can come across as sort of quite aggressive and, you know, I think doorsteppers and telephone salespeople trying to sell you home improvements can employ techniques like that. But they're not really about constructive communication. These are people who are playing a numbers game. You know, the more doors they knock on, the more kitchens they're going to sell. But in the reality of day-to-day commercial transactions, those sort of techniques really, I don't think, will get you very far.
And what about closing a negotiation at the end of it? Is that just like closing a normal sale?
Well, define a normal sale. I mean, closing a negotiation means, I think, gaining an agreement, which, to be fair, could be an in-principle agreement, but nevertheless an agreement between all the parties that you're prepared to proceed upon. So, yeah, it's reaching that satisfactory conclusion, whether it's a contract, a handshake, a verbal commitment of some kind. But everyone concerned should be clear that agreement has been reached and they should know what's going to happen next.
That's Craig McGregor from the Guildford Business College.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.